Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Happy Labor Day. It's a great weekend and extended time period for most people. So tomorrow, a lot of you will be relaxing around the barbecue or going to the beach for the last time. And we have a special treat for you. Not only do you get to go to have a day off tomorrow, but tonight you get to listen to a representative of the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra. Caleb Bailey is here. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. It's really good to be here.
Nice to have you with us again, and you're getting to be an old-timer here now.
That's correct. This is just what everyone wants on their Labor Day weekend, is to hear about our season. So as you're sort of planning and everyone's coming back to reality, you're starting to book your social calendar, and we're here to talk about Eastern Connecticut Symphony and three of our great concerts that are going to open our 18-19 season. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, sounds like a great plan. I can't think of a better way to spend a Sunday evening. Just relax a little bit and listen to some beautiful music that Caleb has brought with him. Let's start from the beginning. Let's just take a little bit, if we'll go off script here for a minute. I just want to bring people up to date on the orchestra itself and where you're located.
Sure.
And so forth.
So the Eastern Connecticut Symphony is going on now on 72 years serving our region. That's Eastern Connecticut as well as Rhode Island, Western Rhode Island. Anyone who's in the area, come on down. We perform primarily at the Guard Arts Center in New London, Connecticut.
Beautiful theater.
It's a great theater. It's historic. It's been renovated and restored. And our orchestra sounds fabulous there. So it makes for a really nice evening out.
All right. So that's the place to be, and we have several dates that you can take advantage of and write down. The first
Absolutely.
One being not too far away.
The first one is Rapture and Rhapsodies, and it's Saturday, October 20th, and the concert time is 7:30 p.m. So we moved our concert times back a half an hour, and for those commuters, it makes it even easier to come and experience our concerts.
Okay, and if you'd like to check this out as you're listening to us talk about the programming, you can do so by going to their website, which is ectsymphony.com, for EasternConnecticutSymphony.com. Very easy to find, and a lot of information there, and you can see pictures, and there's the whole front page is basically a picture of you, right, at the website.
Well, not quite. No. We administrators like to kind of hide in the background, so we really feature the musicians. And this opening concert on the 20th is really going to knock people's socks off because we're bringing in such a dynamic soloist named Svetlana Smolina. And she's going to be performing Sergei Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini, which is just a crowd pleaser. Everyone knows it. Even if you don't think you know it, you've probably heard it before on this station many times. It just runs the gamut of emotion. It's got this beautiful swirling theme that we're going to hear that's the 18th variation, and then it carries you all the way through the finale. But there's really no way to experience a piece like this other than live in a concert hall. So I hope everyone will be able to sketch out some time to come check us out. And I think this could be a good time to hear a clip.
All right, let's do it.
Thank you.
Well, you were right, both familiar and dynamic. And I noticed that you cut out right at the end there, just before the crowd goes crazy.
Yeah, they always go insane on the recordings. So it's a facsimile of what's going to happen on October 20th at the Guard Arts Center. So I hope you're there. But in addition to that amazing work, we also have another Rhapsody that we opened the concert with that's George Enescu's Romanian Rhapsody. And this is one that listeners might not be as familiar with, but it's going to open the concert with a big dose of energy. And then we put in the Rapture into the title because we have a newer, more contemporary work by Christopher Rouse that's called Rapture. And it's, you know, sometimes people think of contemporary music as a little bit, you know, cold or perhaps too academic, but this is really a tonal, beautiful kind of swirling work that just increases in tempo as you go along. And it's really a cool new work. And then, of course, our finale piece is going to be by the famous Frenchman Maurice Ravel. And he was, of course, always known to take a really interesting spin on Spanish themes because he lives so close to the Basque region. So he, of course, Bolero, people know about. Right. We're not doing Bolero, but we're doing his Rhapsody Español, which is perhaps just as well loved. And it's another one of those works that just puts the orchestra through its paces. It shows you his coloristic impressionism, and it just, it's going to take you to a place, whether you want to concentrate on the music or whether you like to get, you know, lost in it, right, and, you know, see things, yeah, and picture things. You can go either way with this work. So we're going to hear the finale of Rhapsody Español.
We will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
Happy Labor Day, everyone. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, having a pleasant evening listening to some beautiful music with Caleb Bailey, who is with the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra. I don't think we gave everyone your exact title.
I'm the executive director.
Executive director. Oh, so you get paid a lot of money.
I work for a nonprofit.
That's usually the case in most nonprofits, but we're glad to have you here explaining things that are going to be happening in the new season. And we're listening to events that were going to take place on October 20th, and now we're moving on to November with something near and dear to my heart. Hey, how you doing?
Festival Italiano.
See, I can talk like that. You can't do that. But
well, I could. It would probably be offensive if I did it, so I'm not going to go there.
I can do it. You can
Thank you.
It.
I'm glad you're here, Mike. So the concert is on Saturday, November 17th, and again at 7:30 p.m. at the Guard Arts Center in New London, Connecticut. And we're going to be featuring one of our principals, Barbara Wiggin. Our principal viola is going to play a contemporary work by Joan Tower called Purple Rhapsody. And so we probably could have thrown it on the previous concert, but we decided to spotlight her in November. And then we called it Festival Italiano because we have Igor Stravinsky's Pulcinella Suite, which is an Italian folklore character. And it's really kind of an interesting suite because you think of Stravinsky, you probably think of Rite of Spring, which is that, you know, pounding, dissonant, you know, caused riots when it debuted. But this is a different kind of piece, and it really shows his more tonal capabilities in sort of a chamber orchestra setting. So it's all these different sort of vignettes, and the one that we're going to hear is a very brief clip, but it really is kind of humorous in a way that it employs the trombone. So you'll hear a lot of sliding around, and it's kind of light and spritzy. And if you heard it and you didn't know Stravinsky, you'd think, I don't know who this is, but they've got a sense of humor. but it's, I think listeners will enjoy the entire work. So we're just going to hear a small snippet of that titled Vivo.
All right. It's only about a minute and a half long. So we'll listen and be right back. About that trombone sounds almost a little bit like you had an extra drink in there.
Yeah, exactly. Sliding all over the place. Right. And it's really an interesting, when you get to that movement, it's kind of towards the end of the piece and it does break it up. He really planned the whole course of all the movements really well in that suite.
All right. What do you have for us next?
So we also have a piece by Mendelssohn, Symphony No. 4, which is subtitled his Italian. And it was called that because he went on a little bit of a European trip, a tour of Europe to many different countries. And he was inspired by and wrote this piece when he was in Italy. But before we get to listening to the first movement of that, we also have on this concert a piece featuring our chorus. So we have an incorporated Eastern Connecticut Symphony Chorus that performs with us from time to time on our season, in addition to doing their own concerts. Mm-hmm. And we just put out the search for a new director and have announced her. And her name is Wendy Moy. So this will be her first shot at preparing the chorus for a concert. So they'll be doing Giuseppe Verdi's rarely performed Stabat Mater. So this is a wonderful work. Of course, there's
that's
many...
That's a big job.
There's many Stabat Maters out there, but this is one that people don't know as well. So the chorus will be joining us, and then we will be performing the Mendelssohn Symphony No. 4 to close out the concert. So I thought a great way to hear some of this would be the first movement, which is likely the most recognizable, but the entire piece is gorgeous. And in addition to that, if you come a little bit early, there's many great Italian restaurants in the area at New London, so be sure to come early, have a drink, and have a nice meal, and then come for the concert at 7:30 on November 17th.
Excellent. We'll listen to this piece and then be back with more.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're listening to the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra schedule, if you will. Not actually necessarily the orchestra playing, because I haven't played these pieces yet, but Caleb Bailey is here, the executive director of the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra, talking about the new season. We talked about the October 20th concert, and then we moved on to our November 17th one. And now we're going to move on again to the third piece, if you will, in the first half of your 2018-19 season. And I just want to say before we do that, that I gave a website earlier. Want to do it again. It's ectsymphony.com for easternconnecticutsymphony.com if you'd like to get information, if you'd like to order tickets. And you can even do it the old-fashioned way, right? You can call the telephone
sure
number.
Sure you can.
Which is 860-443-2876. So just pick up the little thing there and say, Mabel, I want to talk to, you know, my friends there. Isn't that the way it works now?
Yeah, I think it might have advanced past that.
Okay,
so,
because I have a crank one on.
Yeah, we have a touch tone dialing system now. So right. we're fully equipped with that. but, you know, as a nonprofit orchestra, we wouldn't be able to do what we do without the support of our community. So we're always so thankful for our subscribers, people who attend, who choose to donate, and in addition, the corporate community who helps support us. So for that November concert, we're sponsored by ASA Environmental and Firefly Farms, and we honestly wouldn't be able to perform all these concerts that we
Absolutely.
Do without them. So right. if you happen to know benefactors, corporate people who want to support their local community, we are also open to all of those opportunities, and you can find some of that information on our website as well.
We may have some people listening right now that could just become a sponsor or a benefactor.
Yeah, or just start by coming once. And if you've never seen a live orchestra, I think you'll find that in our age of overstimulation and so many things on your devices and screens, it is just so refreshing to get into a concert hall and to hear some music live being created by an orchestra. It's unlike anything you can hear reproduced by speakers or anything else. And just watching YouTube videos of classical music concerts, although it's entertaining, it is not the same thing as hearing it live. So I implore you to come out at either the October, November, or the upcoming the January 26th concert we're going to talk about.
All right. And by the way, tickets, you can buy your tickets right online. Right?
You can, yep.
And they're very reasonable. And there is a discount for seniors 65 and older. So that's a good thing. So check that out.
Yeah, seniors as well as active or retired military members, along with under 40 people who are younger than 40, you can get $12 tickets in sections A, B, or C.
Oh,
so if you're military or if you're younger than 40, we implore you to come check us out because we've made it more accessible than ever before.
So if you're 41 to 64, you're in trouble.
Yeah, that's the sweet spot, as we call it. So the next concert we're going to talk about is Fantastic Fantasies, and it's Saturday, January 26th at 7:30 again. And we are featuring our concertmaster, Stefan Thiessen, as well as our principal bassist, Thomas Green. So we've got a really interesting lineup. We start with Tchaikovsky's Hamlet Fantasy Overture, and then we're going to be moving into Max Bruch's Violin Concerto No. 1. And this concerto is one of his most well-known, and it's a standard of the violin repertoire for a really good reason. And it also has this very beautiful melodic second movement. But what we're going to hear on the following clip is the third movement. So you'll hear the dynamic finale, but really there's no substitute for hearing our wonderful concertmaster perform it live. So we're going to hear a different orchestra in the third movement of Max Bruch's Violin Concerto No. 1. Thank you.
Well, here we are at the end of another program. And Caleb, I want to thank you for coming in and bringing this music. It's always great to see you and great to hear the selections that you choose to bring in, because they're always interesting.
Yeah, well, you know, our music director, Toshiyuki Shimada, is really the one who comes up with the programs, and I'm merely the person who goes out and talks about them once in a while. So he's got a really dynamic artistic vision, and I think this concert really shows it. So we just heard Max Bruch's Violin Concerto, and then we're going to have intermission after that. And then I mentioned our principal bass player is going to be featured, which is kind of rare because you don't always see people with those, as some people call them, really big violins at the front of the stage. So Thomas Green is our principal bassist, and he's going to be performing Johann Baptist van Hall's Double Bass Concerto. And it's a really interesting work. You don't hear many of those. So if you've never heard a double bass concerto, this is the concert for you. And then we have another lesser known thing on the final piece, and that is Zoltán Kodály's Harry Janos Suite. And what this features is a really interesting kind of instrument called a cymbalum. And it's a type of Hungarian hammered dulcimer. Hmm. So it's basically like if you took a harp or if you took a piano and just took the lid off and then you started hitting the strings with mallets,
yeah.
It's very
yeah.
similar to that. And so it gives this whole piece this exotic flair, and that's going to be performed by Nicholas Toll. So what we're going to hear from, and to close out the program, is a snippet from Harry Janos Suite. We're going to hear the final movement, which is titled Entrance of the Emperor and His Court. I would encourage anyone who has not heard us yet, come on down to New London, Connecticut at the Guard Arts Center. And thank you again, Mike, for having me on the program, and I hope listeners enjoy this final clip.
I'm sure they will enjoy it. I'm sure they'll listen and love to be there, too. Remember, check out ectsymphony.com for all the information. We'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Thank you. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.